Thought Press Network.
Welcome to Brunchins and Dragons.
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the dungeon master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Brunchins and Dragons.
Welcome back to Brunchins and Dragons.
Woo!
Pew, pew, pew!
Guys, I've been drinking beer.
I've been drinking.
The latest post I have put up was the second I thought we was done, a 12-pack shows up in our communal pot.
Try again, sir. Try again.
So okay. I have opened up a 6-point sweet action, which we talked about last time, which is one of my favorites. I like the sweet action and the crisp. I think are my favorites. The one that had the
regular
the stained glass motif that we got here the last time we were
at
here
MIA Brewery.
At MIA Brewery, which thank you for hosting us. I keep trying to segue into it. Thank you for
Megamix? My voice?
No, it was a 6-point, but it looked like it had a stained glass window.
The Galaxy one?
Oh, that was old school. That was Abigail.
Abigail. That was the last time we were here together.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That beer hasn't been made in a minute. Old school throwback to traditional Belgian style Abigail's.
Ooh.
It was phenomenal.
That sounds good.
Yep. Abigail was fantastic.
And as always, I'm drinking Megamix only because I enjoy
it's fucking amazing.
Beer.
I love this beer. I'm drinking it too.
Yeah, it's really double fisting.
The cleric is double fisting because the cleric is, you know,
that's
an ISIS, like, you know, like, you know, tributes.
You're
so
worshiping.
I'm worshiping.
That's how you worship.
The more I drink, the better my rolls get.
I have an empty glass of the MIA Beer Company.
You got a bottle of water.
Yeah.
No, that's not mine. That's mine. But you can have it if you need it. I'm having beer. Your drow elf is having a Miami Vice again because it is the only source of light in which I can enjoy at this moment. But it is actually really good, so there's
you
no reason
the,
for me to.
You had the sweet action?
I did just
I tried it.
You tried a little bit of some sweet action.
I did try some sweet action. It was good. I like the crisp better.
Yes.
I tend to like less fragrancy type beers. The aftertaste for me is a bit much. And I do like a wide variety of beer. I'm one of those beer drinkers in the sense that if I go to a bar, if you have an eccentric beer, I will try it, I will taste it, and I will probably go hard on that for the rest of the night.
I'm the kind of guy that if we're playing Legend of the Five Rings, like, I'll demand we have either an Asahi or the Kirin Ichiban just to have...
Fucking dork.
The motif.
Sapporo.
Some sake. Warm and cold.
I will give a shout out to somebody who I think would have loved to have been a part of this entire podcast recording for two reasons. One, they're big D&D fans and they are our GM in another campaign that both Kenny and Pedro and I are a part of for 4th edition. And he's a beer connoisseur to the point that he has brewed his own beers. So I have to say, hi, Josh.
Silverman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Josh Silverman.
Josh Silverman.
Wait, curly hair Josh?
No hair.
Light
hair.
The
only hair he has is
the power of the cult.
The power of the cult.
Yes.
One square that he has.
I will give a shout out real quick to the power of the pelt. If you're listening to this, know that I've thought about you because you would have been somebody who would have thoroughly enjoyed heavy beer drinking and D&D gaming.
Josh Silverman, I wanted him to be a part of this, but I thought that he hated 5th edition.
I don't think that he hated 5th edition. What happened to him was, and the reason that we ended up playing 4th edition was, I, for example, had never played D&D before, and I was coming from a WoW background.
It's also okay if you hate 5th edition. There's many aspects of D&D, but we're all just D&D lovers.
Yeah, everybody loves D&D.
Yeah, right. I love all the editions that I've played. I will shit on 4th because it did become a board game. But every time that I've brought 5th edition up to Josh, like he it's like bringing up cancer. Like he averts.
I think he
pulls back.
I think that for the learning curve, I think
it's
that
so close.
fourth edition does a good job of making it so difficult in certain aspects. When you go and you play other editions, you realize how difficult fourth edition is. But as somebody who has never played D&D, which ended up happening in our campaign where a majority of us had never played it, it did allow us to learn more as we were going and kind of figure things out. Especially I, who came from a WoW background, yeah. It was easier for me. Like, he talked to me in WoW terms. Yes. Oh, this is as if you were doing this in WoW. And so that was easier.
Speaking of WoW, I gotta give a shout out to one of my homies. He's actually at the table. Will Cabrera, our game master. Will and I, old school WoW. Top four shaman warrior in the world.
Competed
in the online e-leagues for doubles and placed top four. Not even trying hard.
Wow.
Because we weren't tryhards, but shaman warrior doesn't work. It does when you know how to communicate.
Oh, yes.
Because you're going to take this Earthshock and then you're going to take a mortal cleave.
That was back when Earthshock was so utility.
All utes.
That it canceled spell casting.
Utes, yeah. You had Earthshock, you had the wolves that would interrupt. Remember every time the wolf hit you, the shaman, what was the wolf cast?
Spirit wolves.
Spirit wolves used to interrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad
combo. So I think what ended up happening with Josh in our campaign, it was just he was trying to teach. At the time, the only people who had ever played D&D before was Josh himself, Kenny, and Pedro. And the rest of us had never played before.
We had three other people who had never played.
Four. Me, Michelle, Xander, and Steph.
We could see
through
the screen to see what was going on.
We had never played before, so it did... It eased up how... And especially for myself. I'm always in the middle. I'm not full geek, and I'm not full norm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, I know enough about this and enough about that I was able to kind of like transition a little bit easier. Now, looking at the benefits of 5th edition when it comes to encounters and the length of encounters.
Oh, what a difference.
It is an extreme difference because sometimes we would get in, for those of you who are just learning about D&D or only playing 5th edition, just know that our encounters right now are lasting 45 minutes in 5th edition. They last 4 hours.
2 hours at least.
2 hours at least in 4th edition.
Minimum in 4th edition, like to the point where it was a... rather frustrating when one of our characters, I will not point fingers because you can't see fingers. Actually, I'm going to point fingers because you can't see who I'm pointing fingers at.
It's me!
He's at the table.
Yeah. Just know that he prolonged everything to the point that one entire night we spent 5 hours in a bar fight where we gained zero experience
and
points.
And then we set it on fire.
Yeah, we is a very strong word to be used in such a sense, because it was really just you.
I just did that campaign with a friend. I
would leave very frustrated because I just spent my entire Sunday night for something I gained nothing back from.
So all I want to point out is D&D has role playing in it. In my character, every time he drinks, he starts rolling percentage die, and if it rolls a certain way.
Well, that's fourth edition character, not this character.
Not this character.
Yeah.
This character, I'm going to tell you right now, guys,
is the total opposite
of how I play other characters. I, in fact, am the most rational one. If you heard the last episode, I was actually the most rational one out of everybody.
Cole's is pretty rational, okay?
Cole's is pretty, yeah. Cole's
is about life and making sure we get the amount that came across the table hard. Cole's is about life and... making sure we get as much information as we can because information is power.
Nutritional value and alcohol.
I just want to say that I'm so very happy that none of us are slurring yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah. I've been slurring since I had time.
I had to stop.
Yes, you did. I see that you are no longer drinking, good sir.
Well, because I'm responsible, right?
I shall drink for you.
Named responsible wizard named after a terrible.
That's how I drink for Ben.
I appreciate it. Drink up in my honor.
All right, they were.
Yeah, so we are ready.
Again, thank you to MIA Brewery for hosting us.
That's right.
Thank you for 6 Point Beer for giving me my incredible sweet action and the crisp that I enjoyed with my bromosas.
Bromosas.
Till Brandon drank all the orange juice.
It's the only thing I can drink.
All the fucking orange juice.
We know now. I need to provide 2 half-gallons.
Yeah, we're gonna give you money to get
one just for Brandon
and one for the rest of us.
Fucking Brandon.
When the crisp. Fuck do we get ice cream?
There's a fucking half a crisp here.
That can't be used.
The warm still? Oh, I love warm crisp.
And it's like, it's calling for orange juice that I can't give it. I cannot fulfill its destiny.
We will bring you soda next time.
Don't touch the fucking orange juice. All
right, so for the ones who have been drinking with us while we've been playing, where are we?
Yes. So we are picking up where we left off in the last episode. So you guys will be, you have rested. You are now level 2.
Woo!
Yes.
Huzzah.
Spells, heals.
Oh God, heals.
Oh God, heals.
Well, to be fair, the paladin and the ranger, who both have access to cure wounds.
I took it.
Oh, okay, never mind. Because last discussion, you weren't going to take cure wounds.
Yeah, but...
Everybody, if you have an option of taking a $100 bill for free, would you not?
Yes.
Hence, take fucking cure wounds if you get it for free.
Take it. Because who's to know? What if he gets hit by a lightning bolt and goes down and he no longer can heal?
Sailor Jerry will blow himself up.
I'm waiting for when you come across like animated mirrors, or it's like, oh, I hit it with a lightning bolt. Thank you. Because now it reflects it back at one of the other players.
No.
You have done a good service today, sir.
Big bag of nope. Big bag of nope.
But yes. There's a whole drow, the Archmage, who was there with you, and who you
Which,
have...
By the way, again? We shall remind... What's his name again?
Zahal Drow.
Name again?
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Drow?
Zahal Drow.
Zahal Dri?
Who is now afraid of...
Damien.
Say his whole with name. The most epic say intimidation... Say his whole name! Give him the reverence he deserves!
Damien Skullkeeper, Protector of the Forge.
Yeah!
He remembered.
That
means he didn't
Which is the most epic intimidation roll ever. He's like, you know what? I'm gonna intimidate this fucking Archmage as a level 1 half orc paladin.
Yeah.
Here's a
19
on the die roll.
By the way,
plus 4. How that half orc dick tastes.
I would
though.
Say that's the best roll we've had in this entire campaign.
For sure.
You ever seen this green dick? Look at it.
You're gonna learn today.
You're gonna learn today.
As the only female on this podcast, welcome to the most brotastic podcast ever.
She's happy to be here though, and we love her.
No. I love it, and I'm super bro, which is fantastic. But I told my wife, I was like, "This is the most bro podcast I've ever been a part of," and it fits my bro needs.
You were nice. Part of like the Mount Geekmore podcast.
I was, and that's brotastic too. I didn't even realize I was just. If you guys haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out. It's a Mount Geekmore podcast. Under the Geek Bro Net, I was just on their episode where their newsies and their top 4 cover songs, and it was weird. We were recording, and I realized that we're all talking about like really hot chicks, and I was like diving in, and I was just like, yeah, that bitch is hot, yeah, this, and I was like, wait a second, you guys have no idea. Obviously, I'm a lesbian, and Neri was like dick, and he was just like, they can't tell your voice. I was like, I know, I kind of sound like a man. It's fine, but now you know that I'm a bitch who loves women, and so I can appreciate that. But that was bro in its own light, but it was bro in a different level. Like, that was bro talking about tits, ass, and chicks. This is bro on a nerd level.
This is bro we're talking about, like, dick gas clouds. Like, yes. You know, that
like,
we've gone away.
Yes.
Yeah, take the chimpanzee dick glass out of the mouth.
Or bearded dicks to the face. It is a different level of bro.
But what's the line?
No.
Where's the line?
Where's the lie? It's not. I'm actually very happy to be a part of this group. I'm able to release my...
Yes, you are. We fucking love you being part of this group.
I'm able to release my testosterone level bullshit. In this evening, and go back to my wife and be like, hey,
I'm back. Got the poison out.
Look at me. Yeah, it's all gone. Till like tomorrow. Yeah. But like right now, you can
look
enjoy
at the
me. That's the same picture I posted.
Look at the bearded dick.
If you, listen, if you're not paying attention, you need to look at the Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition Monster Manual page
57 for the Dretch.
Or
the Talking Geek Instagram
just
page.
Just go on the Talking Geek the Instagram page.
The Talking Geek Instagram page.
Time out. Wait. She has a point. It is talking Greek or talking Geek because we are playing Greek pantheons. Who's got your back? The cleric does.
Yes, that's right.
Because the cleric is all knowing.
Guys, you can tell this is the last episode of this evening.
Yes.
But I only, like, I literally cropped out the photo to just show you the bearded.
Just show the bearded, like, bullseye.
Bearded. All right, where are we? Where are we, GM? Where are
so,
we? Where are we?
So,
Senor Game Master.
You've made your way back.
We've said our prayers. We've
said
leveled
prayers.
Up.
You, yes. You've looked into your spellbook. You've called on your patron to spell out, to exchange spells if you needed to.
Yes, we did.
Those of you that have access to spells now are
We all have access to spells now. I've already.
Yeah,
everybody,
so.
That's one of the things that I wanted to make sure that everybody had across is that there was a lot of versatility in this group. There's plenty to do.
There is, and you know what? And as a veteran physician player, I don't want to ruin it for the rest of the group, but once you guys pick up the nuances, the amount of fucking shit we can pull off in a turn is amazing. Hint, ready actions are fucking broken.
I will remember.
See,
this.
We're not used to that in 4th edition. 4th edition is like, as much we can do is just...
It's more just defer action.
Yeah, defer action.
So,
somebody toss me! Somebody
toss me! Who has a torch? Because it is dark.
I think it's Sailor Jerry.
At this point, Sailor Jerry is holding...
The torch is
I left the torch from yesterday, and I got back, and I'm now holding.
Well, the
torch
that you used up is used up. Right?
Yeah,
that torch is
used up.
Oh, I'll just take one of the torches from the guys upstairs.
They don't have torches.
None of them, not a single person.
Can we like
you're telling me an entire battalion of soldiers does not have a single torch?
Hold on, guys. I don't need a torch, so I will give my torch to Torg.
Okay, so I will.
And then I will hold it and light it up.
Remember, your pack has a certain amount of torches.
Yeah.
So everybody minimum at this table, if I remember
should
correctly,
have had two, right?
Has a minimum of five.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So that's 25. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
We met, yeah.
Oh, I'll just use. Well,
oh, 24 now. So going on 23 torches once it was lit.
And
which pack do I have?
You should have the adventurer's pack.
Adventurer's pack? Alright.
Which is usually the norm,
not
right?
The explorer's one?
Depends on your background. What's your background?
I'm Acolyte.
Well, look at it.
Yeah, you might want to check that,
well,
but I'm pretty sure you have, like, a base.
Well,
yeah,
either way, we still have one up, so we can move it.
No, the cleric has the priest pack.
Yeah.
The half-orc has the explorer's pack.
Yeah, explorer's pack.
The stout halfling has the dungeoneer's pack.
There you go.
The drow has the scholar's pack.
A lot of books.
Yeah.
You burn those.
And the wizard has
Nevasa.
That's what?
The explorer's pack.
Got it.
That sounds like a very, very, like, Handmaiden's Tale
to
say. I'm going to burn all the books. Fuck everybody.
I was waiting to, like,
which,
oh,
by the way,
this.
That show, fucking weird. Like,
it's I'm really interested in reading the book.
Oh, I read the book before. I read the book. I was like, this is scary. And then I saw a TV show, and I was even more scared.
Like, I have a tendency of once I know that something was based on a book to want to read the book first.
Yeah.
Which usually disappoints me later when I watch whatever comes out after.
I will listen, the same way you and I on the same page as Logan.
Yes.
The moment you watch The Handmaid's Tale, you fucking text me. You'd be like, homie.
I should have.
But your face is going to be like,
I should have reread American Gods
before
watching
read,
the show.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that I'm remembering things.
As you're watching.
As I'm watching it.
Makes sense.
The last episode of American Gods was fucking. Woo. I texted the moment it happened, like, oh.
I like this. I like to think that Starz is the next big American
well,
TV
so.
Company.
They're still owned by majority American.
They're owned by HBO.
They're
owned by HBO.
That explains a lot, because Black Sails is one of the best shows I have ever seen.
Speaking of Black Sails, said to Jerry, don't get his mast hard in the wind.
You talked about a ship, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, hey.
Wait, did you order food and not get it?
No,
I brought that for you guys.
Oh, I was like, there's no tacos. Whatever it is
you
ordered.
MIA has great food. You can order
like,
food next time.
What's going on?
Fuck, did we get ice cream?
What's happening?
What the fuck did
all right, so we are in now the room that we're about to lead into the doors.
So
there we go.
The Archmage Zahal Drow has told you that he's going to go to one of the two towers he thinks this doorway leads to and hope that he is correct.
Oh, great.
Hope.
And Archmage is hoping.
Because he hasn't conferred with the Leyline Mage.
So what you're saying is an Archmage is bending on faith?
Well, no. No, I mean, there's only two options. So clearly one of them has to work.
Clearly.
So,
clearly. That's how faith works.
It's not like,
that's how science works.
It's not like he has a plethora of things to choose from. He's like, oh, this is the one you're going to appear at. Like, he has two, so he's going to narrow it down. He's going to use chance.
That's adorable.
Not faith. But he has left, like I said last time, he has left three of his magistrates to handle the concentration required to control the teleportation.
Okay.
Should you find the room to lead you back? Once you do, though, the concentration will end and the door will stay open. So he sets them up. He tells you he's going to go with a contingent. He's going to leave half of his unit here as a defensive unit in case the Durgar and the cloaked figure Thavara come back.
Thavara, huh? Cloaked figure Thavara.
Yeah, that's, I mean that's the name I gave you the last time, right?
Yeah.
I like repeating it.
Okay.
It's good.
And
so
I
know
that you like to repeat names.
I do.
Like
the dwarf is very, very on top of repeating things because, you know, it's good scripture.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I drink my beer and my wine because
yes.
A drunken dwarf is awesome.
Of course. And so, the doorway opens. The wall becomes...
A ripple
and becomes very water-like. And as you step through...
Yeah.
You notice that... It becomes very dark for a moment as you come into this new area.
Oh, great. My torch is on, though.
The second Sailor Jerry comes through...
I mean, we can all see no matter what.
The light. Well, not him.
Yeah.
Thank you for rubbing it in for him.
You're welcome.
I'm pointing at Torg.
Our poor halfling ranger that does not have...
I know, right? I can't see.
Where's the portal?
This side.
Put
you know where
the meaties in the front.
So,
put me in a place where I'm least likely to be ambushed.
In the front.
Thank you.
Torg.
So you step through. Those of you that can see, really, it's only
me.
Yeah,
Aurum.
Really, only Aurum can see the full grandeur of the room.
I can see it.
I have dark sight.
Yes, you have 60-foot dark sight.
Yeah, but I have, like, entire. Like, I can see
Aurum
the whole
has
thing.
120.
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, I can see everything.
Draw have superior.
I can see all the way up to here.
Yeah, so can I.
But the height is what you're not seeing.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Oh, okay.
For those of you that have normal...
What lies above?
The room goes into darkness. Like, it is higher than 60 feet. And you can see that there are six pillars that hold up the main part of the room. Aurum can actually see where this archway actually stops.
Okay.
Everybody else just sees the archway kind of go up into the blackness. These two archways tend to...
Do I catch Aurum? He or she?
He.
Do I catch Aurum himself looking upwards at everything?
Yeah.
I can't see this.
No.
I nudge Aurum mid-gaze. And I ask him that, knowing drow and dwarves are not friends by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Drow tend to imprison dwarves.
Yep.
Right.
Slaves of them.
Uh-huh. Not a time for history or lineage of disgruntledness. But I know your eyes see farther than mine. What do you see? And I ask for him to explain it.
Yeah.
As best as he can, to the group at a vocal level, so we can all hear what we can and cannot see.
The large archway goes up about 100 feet. It looks like it's supposed to be an archway that leads somewhere where creatures of this size are average.
Ooh.
The archway you've come through, the archway across from you, are about maybe 10, 12 feet tall, so they're used to your height, maybe an ogre's height, to come through one at a time, whatnot. All the way at the end of the hallway leading up, the stairways lead up to a dais, there's another small doorway, another small archway. This one is only about 8 feet tall. Like, this is meant for smaller creatures.
So this holding cell is made for larger creatures, where the exit door to this area is meant for smaller creatures. Mm-hmm.
Are those stairs or are those...
Stairs.
Stairs, okay.
So each level increases?
Yes.
Leading to this doorway?
Yes.
But each one of these archways is still 100 feet.
All the way
100
up.
100 feet.
Yeah.
100 feet until this one.
Yep.
All the way up. So the first level goes up 100 feet.
Okay.
Second level is another 5 feet up, so it only goes up 95 feet. And then the third
level
is
only
90 feet.
Okay.
So then this wall, from what you're saying, is... 100, 95, 90, 85. This wall's 80 feet tall with only an 8-foot door out of it.
Yes.
I want to roll an arcana check.
Okay.
I will second that arcana check with Sailor Jerry.
At 18.
You can also assist to give him advantage.
Yes, you could.
Okay, then I'll assist.
So roll another d20.
Take the 18.
No, there's a roll on these instead of for
assisting.
Can I do divine sense?
Sure.
Mm. Never mind.
Anything?
Nothing pings.
Okay. Alright, so what's on the arcana check, what transpires?
The spell slot, isn't it?
From what you can see,
no, that's divine spell.
The pillars, the two that you can see in front of you, go up about 50 feet of just right. You can see that it's columnal. It's right in columns.
Yeah.
And then there's what looks to be a depiction of a elf. You don't know what elf it is because there's no real distinguishing marks, but it is an elf kind of holding up the top of it, and you can barely make out what's beyond the elf.
Can I see what's beyond the elf?
Yeah, it's another 40 feet. So it's about 40 feet of writing, the elf, and then another 40 feet of writing.
Can I distinguish what the writing stipulates?
No. The writing is alien to all of you.
Okay, I was going to say anybody with a beneficiary of
religion. Regardless, you couldn't see it. She has the farthest. He has the farthest.
The two of you recognize it as abyssal.
Abyssal?
We do?
Okay, so you guys describe it as abyssal, but then the elves are tied into the abyssal writing.
Yes.
Do I get any...
So they're no longer elves. They're drow.
I would have... But he said elves. So,
no, he gave a general connotation.
All of the non-drow races have claimed the reason drow exists is because they have become tainted by demonic magic.
Yep. And as a cleric, one would know this. That's why I'm saying...
It's a wives' tale, yes.
Yeah.
It's passed down.
It's hearsay. But hey, in the words of one of my favorite actors... facts are misleading, rumors tend to be more than true. So
my question is, do I sense any familiarity with what is on these columns between both it being in a writing that is more demonic?
You have a sense of dread that isn't yours.
That isn't mine.
Yes.
And my patron still has yet to speak to me again since the last time.
This is him, like, this as much as possible kind of coming through you. He's like,
yeah, okay, so I recognize, in a sense...
There's a sense of, like, this exists.
Right, okay.
So no sound?
This door is closed, this 120-foot door is closed behind us?
Yeah, there's no room.
The whole room still locked.
What about that 8-foot door?
I'm going to move my max movement, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 to here.
Okay.
Towards the 8-foot door. At the ready, and I'm readying an action. If something hostile prevents its, shows itself to me, because shows itself is hard, because I know this hidden shit exists, but if a hostile presence alerts me or my deity, I act. Okay?
I can't see any of this.
What is on the side here?
You have like 20 foot of bright light, and then 20 foot of like shallow illumination.
Okay.
Just like,
are these?
Pretty.
This looks like a big room, and then you hear the echo. Big room.
All right, I know our listeners can't see it, but we came in through an entryway.
Yeah, we came in through a side entrance. There's an entrance behind us that's sealed.
Yes.
And what
but
is
there's
this?
Another entrance. That's where we came through. So this door.
Led
on the map, so one left led to a right into another corridor.
Okay.
But there's another door in front of us when we enter.
Yes.
So is that a sealed door?
You see that the keystone is missing.
The keystone is missing.
Yeah, just like when you look back at the archway, you came through, the keystone is missing there too.
So we know that there's no exit pass in our general vicinity.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to use this moment to get closer to the columns with said inscriptions and elves, but just I'm still behind Kolsch.
Make a perception roll.
Roll the 10 on the die plus.
Where's my perception? I don't have my plus for perception.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
time to learn.
Time to get info on my character.
You have a plus four.
Ha ha! So that's a 14.
You notice that the elves, the depiction of the elves and how they're holding up the pillars tends to make them look stronger than elven architectures used to. Typical elven architectures used to the grace.
Stone?
Yes.
Oh, I roll.
Agility. Like they favor the graces more than the raw strength.
And this one is more on the physicality of elves.
Physicality, yeah.
I'd like to make a...
Stone cunning?
Yeah, stone cunning check.
It's intelligence plus you have advantage.
Yes, I do. What's my intelligence modifier?
Oh, you don't have your
intelligence. Oh, what's that plus?
Oh, man. Plus one.
That's what I thought.
Plus one. You know, I expected mine to be higher than plus one, being a droll elf. I was like, what the hell? Plus one.
Oh, definitely... Yeah, I'll take that 19 plus 1 for a 20.
It looks elven crafted. As far as the elves are concerned, the elves have been elven crafted. The crafting of the bases, since that's the most that you can see, is a knot. It looks like it wasn't made with any human or non-alien hands.
Okay.
Did they look dwarvish crafted?
No.
Elvish, right?
No, the elven statues are elven crafted.
But we don't know what the actual writing and scripture has been crafted by.
No, the writing and the bases and what you assume it to be the height, the...
So it's not been touched by dwarves at all?
Like the crown molding and the base molding have not been touched by dwarves or elves.
Okay.
Something different.
Yes.
Something different has added to these structures.
Does it look like...
Is there a way of doing
like Durgar crafting?
A
dwarven? Durgar
still... Fallen dwarven? Okay, make sure. Alright, well, I take another...
Wait, while he's doing that, I look at Jerry. I go, Jerry, what's going on? I can't see much.
Can I do an arcana check?
It's just like there's like a fucked up pillow over there and somebody wrote some shit on it. And
on the writings part of the...
My ready action still stands.
Okay. I would like to scare Torg with Bao's head because he can't see anything.
Oh no, I can see you right next to me. The light is shining. I see you grabbing Bao. And I go, what are you doing?
I'd like to do... Yeah, an arcana check to see if there's additional magic playing into the columns and both the difference in the heights and the end door.
Sure, go ahead and roll.
I have rolled.
I'll assist.
Okay. So, get advantage on that.
There we go. 18. 18 plus.
Now we're getting a gang. Now we're getting a gang. This year is a team effort.
It's
no longer slow here.
That's a 21. Thank you, sir.
The room is littered in magical energy.
Oh.
Oh boy, okay.
Okay.
And you notice as you're kind of like looking at the latent temporal energy of the gateways and whatnot and spatial energies involved, one of the statues actually has a small kind of radiation of magic.
Can I decipher which one of those statues is that?
Oh, it's the closest one.
It's the closest one to me. Yeah. Okay, alright, so I can tell that that one has some sort of... Can I decipher what kind of magic or who would conjure said magic and give it that type of spell?
Uh-oh. GM's rolling dice.
GM is rolling dice. I'm already scared. I'm refusing to look at him directly in the eye. I'm using just my peripheral at this point.
What can Identify do?
It can identify the school of magic, the latent properties of a magical item... and give you a kind of like general history of the magical item that you're looking at.
Okay. So, okay. I choose to roll investigation.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I want to see if I can decipher why that particular column is different from the
rest.
Yeah, I'm going to approach it. But I'm going to stay... at whatever distance I'm capable of to still investigate.
What's the farthest distance?
Yeah, like how far can
you need to be at least the most 5 feet away, so one square between you and the other. All
right, so I'm going to go right here.
Okay.
And what's my investigation plus bonus?
Oh.
By the way, while you're doing that,
I notice I'm all the way in the back.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be right here.
Okay.
You're not proficient in investigation.
Fuck me.
So it is a simple intelligence roll.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. That's a 6.
Ooh.
Yay, 6.
You're like, there's writing here.
There's some sort of things.
There have written words on this thing.
There's words.
Ooh,
and stuff.
Pretty.
And shiz and stuff.
It's so pretty.
All right, so...
Wait, I'm following Sailor Jerry as he's moving up because he is my light.
Okay.
Wait, in fact, it's 20 bright, so it's 5, 10, 15...
Easy Kolsch.
Kolsch. Well, no, because... Sailor Jerry has my...
Oh, you can see.
No, no, because what I was going to do is I wanted to actually get perception because I noticed that Orm is looking at this particular... At this specific statue, so I want to roll
specifically
perception.
Orm hasn't left this statue.
Yeah, you see Orm kind of like steps forward. He's looking at the words and he kind of like looks back as the rest of you kind of move forward. And he's like, hey, there's a bit of writing on this. And everybody's kind of like nodding in the room like, yeah.
I want to just roll to see if I can get anything out of it.
We've been there now. Make a perception roll.
Make a what?
Perception.
Okay. Amy, want to help me?
I'll assist.
So the first roll is a 10, which I probably won't take. And I'll probably take that 10 because I rolled a 1.
No, you can re-roll one.
Oh, wait, I can re-roll one.
Yes, you
can. Wait.
Because I am lucky.
Wait, because it is the last round of today's recording. Everybody drink, he rolled the one regardless.
Oh, regardless? Okay, yes, Q.
Cheers.
Cheers with your blank.
I know you're driving. I'm so sorry.
So I will have to take that 10.
All right.
So that'll be a 14.
14.
Gives me nothing.
You notice that there's nothing really calls to your attention.
Other than.
But you do hear a kind of skittering. And as you're kind of like pinpointing where you've heard that kind of skittering before, you just see them emerge from the statues.
Yeah, here they come.
There we go.
They're dropping down.
It's just fucking rats.
I didn't get jumped!
Sorry.
No, you're fine. It's my hat.
Son of a bitch. Are these rats?
Oh, yep. Missile rats.
No,
they're
rats.
Spiders.
No.
No, they're not spiders either.
Okay. Oh no, are these dick beards?
Those nerds again?
Is it the nerds?
This is a predominantly green scaled form of kobold.
Oh my god, okay.
So initiatives.
Chink chink!
Green scaled kobold?
Huh?
Green.
Green scaled.
Ah, black.
And you had red scaled, right?
No, black.
Yeah, black scaled.
It makes me recognize it.
I rolled a 4.
Ooh, I'm never using that one again. Everybody, we're drink again.
I told you not to use that purple one anymore. I told you.
So that's a...
Can you hand me a vice, please?
That's a 2 on my initiative.
Sir, while you are up, I will take a mega mix.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's a vice.
There are several vices.
Or unless there's...
Take a vice.
This
you have another vice.
Has several vices. Yes, it does.
This
kobold, huh?
What scale again?
Kobolds.
Green scaled kobolds.
Oh man.
So, Caesar, initiative.
14.
14. Brandon?
4.
4. Kenny?
19.
19. Q?
19.
19. Kenny has a higher dexterity though. Pedro?
2.
2.
Alright, Pedro.
Two,
so,
because I literally
forward.
Cannot get any lower.
Orm stays where he is. The kobolds will fit themselves right there.
Fuck, I rolled a 14. It's the last.
Sucks
to be a dwarf. Oh, wait, never mind. The
coach comes in behind them. And then Damien and Sailor Jerry. Excuse me.
Alright.
So,
it's what, 1?
By the way, kobold is my favorite
enemy. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10?
10 kobolds.
10 kobolds.
Do I get advantage on attacking my favorite enemy by any chance?
You
no.
Do not?
No.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. I'm the only one who does. In this group.
They're your favorite enemy?
They removed that from 5th edition.
Because they realized that it was broken?
It is, they made it more utilitarian. So it's like you can track them better.
Utilitarian is the word of fiction, guys. Utilitarian.
That's the utilitarian.
All right. I'm ready to attack.
Tor, good, because you started off.
Yeah, one right in front of me, because it decides to swarm.
Yeah.
That is an 18.
18 is going to hit him.
Who are you attacking? Which one?
The one in front of me.
Okay.
Oh, well. Gotta get a better weapon. It's five.
Five. Killed it.
Going for the one right in front of Orm.
Okay.
Because that one's still in my line of sight with my other weapon.
Yeah.
13.
13 will hit.
Oh my god.
Jesus. Okay, well that's...
Okay. That makes me more, a little bit more comfortable.
That's a lot super comfortable.
That is six.
Six? You added your...
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Takes it out.
Get the shit out of my face.
So that's one or two dead?
Two dead.
Two
dead. You just see a flash, like in the torchlight, you just see a glint of steel and the sound of kobolds irking themselves as they've made clearly mistakes.
They made clear mistakes.
In trying to do this.
Oh my god, Orm, I can only take out so many before they start attacking.
You have cleared yourself. The halfling has cleared you of any
Yes, there none are in my area at this point. But I am going to...
Oh my god,
to...
they're surrounding you.
That's fine. I want them there.
If I was closer, I'd help.
Oh wait, you could probably move up and...
Yeah,
so
I'm trying
slide.
To...
Actually, if yes.
If
he
I
can slide over here and go...
Girl,
catch
are
five
you
of them.
Actually,
are you telling me you're going to tell them to catch them hands?
5, 10,
they
15,
catch these
20,
hands.
Catch these magic hands.
Yeah,
catch
actually.
Hands.
I can go over here and that's 30, and I'm going to do burning hands.
Yeah. To catch 20, five of them.
25, 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Burning hands.
There's a reason I put myself where I put myself, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so
out of your way.
Well, wait, they approached themselves, didn't? Don't you have a ready action?
Nope.
Yeah, you did.
My
yeah,
ready action was
ready
when
action.
They attack one of mine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so they haven't attacked yet?
They haven't attacked yet.
Oh, that's right.
They make saving throws.
That's five saving throws.
Well, the fifth one is going to get an advantage.
This one?
No,
because it's behind the statue.
It's behind the statue.
Oh,
okay.
I'll give that guy advantage, so let's do him first. What's your saving throw?
It's 8 plus what? Your spellcasting modifier?
8 plus your proficiency plus your...
8 plus my proficiency plus what?
Plus your charisma modifier.
14.
14 total. So dexterity. With advantage, he makes it, so he's going to take half.
We got in the back, this guy.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Probably still going to die.
Cool.
He's
the rest.
The one next to him gets a 15 total, so he succeeds.
Half, okay.
That guy only gets 10 total.
Nope,
so he's
face.
All in the mouth. 10 total.
Face.
In the mouth.
And 16 total, so he
so
takes half.
Three take half. No, yeah,
yeah
three
take
half,
half,
two take four. All
right.
Now you roll
I
three
need
dice.
Three
six.
Three D6. Okay, wait, no. Q.
Oh,
please roll these. Please roll these.
Yeah, the casino
please.
Dice.
Please roll the casino dice.
Your temporary hit points are gone, by the way.
Okay.
Because you did rest.
For now.
But you're about to get them.
Yeah,
yeah.
You get them.
But
it's
now,
for,
now
is it for each one dead she gets plus three?
No. As long as you kill one. You
as long as I kill one, they don't stack.
Yeah.
Got
it.
They don't stack.
Imagine.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the bag. White.
You
need it all red.
Fantastic.
Actually, wait, you're a drow, aren't you?
Yes, I am. They
never mind.
The blue one?
I got purple.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. All right.
All
thank chessics. You very much. So.
I thought you were going to do the blue one.
Nah.
So
nah,
I'm rolling currently 3d6 and... Oh,
you
wow.
Three ones?
Three
ones. One. I need you to put
yeah,
all
no,
these
put
back
it.
In your bag.
No, put it back on the table.
No, you gotta take a picture of the fact that I was able to roll
shit himself.
Three.
Oh, Sailor Jerry's gonna have a fucking trip with this.
Guys, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Just, you see him run over, he's just like, ah!
What guys,
no,
I
literally
I,
go like,
I think
no, he's got it, he's got it! And then he fucks up.
No,
and go,
I'm sorry, I think we need to drink for this.
Yeah.
Just because it's
no, yeah,
no,
sure, yeah, we're
three
totally
ones.
This.
Three ones.
Yeah, this was
what
so
the fuck
Bear,
was
take a picture
there?
Of this. Bear, the glasses. The glasses.
Salutes.
The glasses, because this is sad.
This is,
wait, and I need this face in the background.
Get his face in the background.
Like, what the fuck was that? Yo, how do I get three ones?
Three. What is the probability of that even happening?
Six times six.
I mean, that's 364 right there.
Three ones in a row.
Yeah.
At the same time.
No.
Yeah.
Oh
that
my
was.
God.
That was bad. That was bad.
You're like, well, I take what I said back yesterday.
Guys, I blame my sword. I blame my blades. I blame.
They caught the hands. They caught them.
I blame everything but me.
It's one. The probability of that happening, just so everybody know, is 1 out of 216. You
good
would have
to
had
know.
To roll that 250 more times.
I'm going to leave here and play the lotto.
Actually, Bear, I hate to correct you, but I was doing the math.
Oh.
It is actually 373,248,000 to 1.
Oh, never mind.
Of that happening.
That. Yeah.
Well, look
well ladies and gentlemen, you just heard three D6s land on ones
wow.
in our podcast.
That, I know where you went wrong as far as your math is concerned.
Oh. I thought it was 6 times 6 times 6. That's
no,
that
it's... 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to find the factorial of the D6.
Yeah.
Factorial. I've heard that.
And then, because
wow.
there's three of them,
like
you've got
school.
A cubit.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's why I only got a C in probability and statistics.
I've never even taken a class, but I know.
Alright, so I do one
professors.
Fucking damage.
To
each of them.
Like, you see all of them, like, their eyes bulge out. They're like, no! in Draconic, you whoever speaks Draconic, you hear them, a caster!
Yes, I actually
can you move still? Can you move still?
You see the flame.
Orm,
the
can
flame.
You move still? You have
no,
to move left or no?
No, I have no move
the
left.
The flame eats past
oh
him
my
and
God.
Just like...
Alright, but two of them take 3 damage at least.
Yeah.
Yes,
two of them take 3 damage at least.
Which are these two right here.
Yes.
These
so,
two take...
And the other ones take 1 damage.
Yeah. 1.5.
So these two that have taken 3 damage...
Holy shit, that was
I'm
going to
move this way. Let's put them upside down so we know that they're the
yeah.
most wounded. I'll move that way.
God damn it, I didn't even kill one. That was bullshit.
This guy's going to move in.
Son of a whorebag.
Move that way.
And now I can only use Burning Hands for the remainder of this encounter,
no,
right?
No, no, no. You can use whatever spell you want.
Okay.
Yeah. You always have the choice of whatever spell you want. You just have 2...
You can only do so a certain amount,
yeah.
I can only do 2. I can use the other. So I have to choose next if I'm going to use Hex or Witch Bolt.
Right. So the ones
I need to know when the last Kobold attacks.
Okay.
That was my action.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had ready for his
action. My ready action was when somebody attacks one of mine.
Yeah.
Was not me.
Yeah. So do you want to stop? What do you want to do? Because they're about to attack.
Oh, I need to know the attack order.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with the one on
in front of him.
On
or
Torg. No, the one on Torg.
Oh,
the
one
on Torg.
I this one.
Okay. Well, technically, no. Your action goes off because the second they attack, your ready action goes off.
Dang.
So that one attacks Torg.
All right.
Wait, because that's me and that's Torg.
Torg is over here.
Yeah. So
okay. Making sure.
It sounds like you're rolling with more than one dice, you fucker.
Yeah, because they have a... Actually, yeah, I cannot use more than one dice on you, so they're going to have to attack Sailor Jerry.
God damn it!
So I can use my pack tactics.
I'm really
Sailor Jerry doesn't like how this looks.
I'm just in the back.
A 16 is going to hit Sailor Jerry.
Oh, that's definitely going to hit.
But Sailor Jerry leveled up, so he should be able to withstand this this little dagger attack. Of 3 damage.
All right.
Step.
So your action goes off, see? Kolsch?
I attacked the one next to me.
Okay.
The one to your right?
The one behind me.
Okay.
The one that was attacking Sailor Jerry.
The one that just attacked Sailor Jerry?
Yeah.
You heard my gnomish scream.
Oh! No, he got attack off already. Which one hasn't attacked yet? Because I can one-shot them.
The other four.
All of these three?
So I attacked the one that... So this one could attack still, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he did get singed.
Yeah, he got 1 wound. Cool.
3.
No, that one had 3.
3, okay.
So it takes like 2 more to kill it.
Something
maybe.
Like
something.
Yeah.
But this one got his attack off.
Yes.
This one hasn't gotten his attack off.
Nope.
I'm going
and
on that
these
one.
Are, all of these are about to
that's fine. 15 plus 3, 18.
That'll hit.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Dishbag. D8. 4 plus 1 is 5.
You have to kill it.
There it is.
This one?
Well, let's attack this round.
Yep. So you have protected Orym from one more attack.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So now we'll take care of the 2 on Orym.
Which 2?
The 2 in front of the 1 on, yeah.
Okay, so 16 on the die is enough to hit Orym, the first one. And then the second one. Oh, wow. 2 11s will not hit Orym.
Nope.
No.
They miss as Orym just is still bowing his head.
I'm
saying,
still not wanting to talk to anybody right now.
What is going
like,
on?
Can't
five
even
damage?
You take five damage.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little dagger just sinks into your...
Like, oh shit, we're still fighting.
Yeah, right under your leather armor.
Okay.
And now the four that are left over on Kolsch.
Yeah, bring the bitches.
And a trade dice.
Better. 30 has game master.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Credit.
Oh.
Credit. Fuck.
So.
Oh.
20 attack. Second one. 14 will not hit you.
Nope.
Wait a minute. If that wasn't nat 20, everybody needs to drink.
Yeah.
Drink what?
You and Xander Jerry.
15 to 15?
A 5
a
on
five.
2 dice is the highest I got.
Dionysus provides, bro. Dionysus provides.
Yeah, she give him and she take him because
she
gives him that 20.
It's the old school laws.
15 will not hit you. Wow.
The old school
so
laws is you pray a little, you go a little.
Really?
Take it, American God's law. So what, take 5 damage?
No, you take 7 damage.
No whopping. Oh.
Remember, he dug in. He got in.
It's cool. I'm going to face check this cold one in a second.
It is your turn, though.
It's my turn. Oh,
yeah.
It's right.
Oh,
I got another action.
Your ready action was a reaction.
Yeah.
So now it's your actual turn.
So I take 7, you said?
You take 7.
Oh, no. Where'd my d20 go? I need that d20 to smote something.
Yeah, that's for all I got.
There it is.
To smote. You about to get smote.
13 plus 3.
That hit?
Yeah, I hit the one behind me.
Okay, the one that attacks Sailor Jerry.
Actually, no. I can move here and not take attack opportunity, correct?
No, you still take attack opportunity.
Out of what, one?
Two.
Out of two.
Two, because you shifted in front of two.
Yeah, take two.
Okay.
You gonna leave him alone?
You gonna leave that man alone?
Well, his AC is high enough, I'm gonna risk it.
Yeah, exactly. 15.
Will not do it.
Yeah.
And another 15. Will
no.
not
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I take the swing. The one's like basing Orym to this one.
Okay.
Awesome.
Right in front of Orym.
Got hit already. And a hit. So it's just D8 now.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh my god. You hit him with a
butt. 4.
You hit him with the hilt of
your.
I
shoot
him with
the
hilt.
4 plus 1 is enough.
Oh,
there it is.
There
you
go.
Wow.
So gone.
He collapses.
Oh. Awesome.
Ooh. Who's next?
That was Coach. That brings us to Damien.
All right, Damien, start swinging that. Start swinging bow around.
Yeah, just swing bow.
5.
How's it going, man?
15.
Good.
10.
Hello.
20. You're gonna take an attack of opportunity.
It's
from
awesome,
when you left.
That's not how my original.
I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you moved in front
of
you were behind.
You gotta bring him next time we're here, so we can just like take pictures of him.
You're wearing Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes. No, he was wearing Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, I had a clear line of sight.
Oh,
before.
Okay.
So you left the one that's next to...
Oh, shit. All right, yeah.
To Orym. 18 on the die.
Wow.
Woo-woo-woo. Take this D4. Oh, shit, son. 6 damage.
Ooh.
Maxed out. Whang. That'll teach you.
D4?
Yeah.
Plus 2.
Plus the modifier.
Fuck, bitch.
Oh, fuck, bitch.
It's like the second you turn around, you just hear... Ah!
You took 4? Really? I took 7.
Quick. Someone do
6.
22 minus
6.
He took
6
damage.
Can someone do 22 minus 6 for me?
22 minus 6?
16.
You just graduated high school, you sack of shit.
I just finished my first year of college. I only took one math class.
You're a bigger sack of shit.
Trump's America.
Thank you. Thank you for
promoting. The only difference is the smell. That's pretty much it right there.
Alright, can I still pass all attack?
Mm-hmm.
Or no? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Attack of opportunity is just them taking exactly that. Attack of opportunity.
I'm gonna
kill something
that's
in front of me, yeah.
I'm going to go for the one on my boy, Sailor Jerry.
Do it,
thank
bro.
You, man. Thank
Try.
You. Big picking on the gnome.
It's a 15.
15 on the die is going to do it.
Oh, you're using my lawn sword.
You don't have any bonuses
yeah.
to that?
You didn't
need
yeah.
it. You didn't
need
it.
Oh.
Yeah.
15 on the die is
15 on the, 15 on the die, and then he's what's your bonus. If he asks you what your bonus
that's
is, then he gets scared.
Yeah, yeah, no.
6.
That's enough? Boom.
Dead.
He just squeaks in horror.
Thank you.
He's like, no, I chose the have that. I chose the gnome for a reason.
Okay, so I assume if I move back, I'm gonna get an attack of opportunity.
So
nope.
Wait, hold up. Did you just say you chose the gnome for a reason?
Yeah.
And only Torg understood it?
Because he wanted to pick on me, because I'm the tiny one.
If you move away from the one called... No, you don't, because he took it on... He took his attack. He took his reaction.
Yep, his reaction ready.
Yeah.
So you can move freely. That's so part of the bonus of having 5th edition, is that you only get the one reaction. So if you have somebody meaty that takes it from you...
You're welcome.
Go over, and don't worry about the one next to Orm. I know
remember,
that
further away you
off.
Are, that's the fine. More blind Torg.
Don't worry about me, folks. I got this.
He has night vision. He's fine.
Oh, I know.
He doesn't. He's a torch bearer.
I'm not trying to get too far. I'm not trying to get too far.
30 feet, right?
You said 20 feet.
20 feet. And
so I can still see.
20.
20.
It's 40 feet of light.
I can still see.
I'm just saying. My statement is true. The further away you get,
my statement is true. Your statement is true, GM. Great.
The further away you get from Torg, the blinder he becomes.
The attack opportunity is coming through us to get to you.
That's right.
If they decide to move away from us, they take hits on your way out.
They're coming for you, say.
Yeah. Go right here.
They
come. That'll give him enough room to be able.
That'll give me enough room.
So that
I'm getting in the thick of that in a moment.
Yeah. Genuinely, the best part of this would be
Let's
if someone ambushes him from behind.
Everybody, it is time for Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts.
Spell?
That's a cantrip.
A cantrip. Okay.
What are you casting? Thunderbolt?
Firebolt.
Wait. Firebolt. Which one are you using?
Firebolt.
Well, no. Which die?
No, I
get rid of the purple one.
That one has done me well in the past.
No, you rolled a one on it twice.
Today!
Twice.
You have to bathe it in holy water.
Yes.
Okay, so that's gonna be a 16.
16 will hit.
Who are we hitting?
Fire damage.
Who are you hitting?
Who has earned your ire?
We talking about the one. I'm gonna attack the one that's fucking with
Alright. That's
gonna die.
Boom, that's enough.
Boom!
So give me the one next
explosion.
Bam! Just the fire attacks it. He collapses, squeaks out, "My life for ire."
I'm already moving. Now it's my turn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get right in the thick of it.
Woo!
Shink. Let's go with how are the turns set up? We got Torg.
Orm is next.
I'm gonna go for the one to my right first.
Okay. Roll your attack.
That's the one that's right in front of Damien. No? Yes, sir? Maybe so?
I'll try them.
That'll hit. That's a 16 on the die.
Yeah. Your sword rings true. Like, your hate.
My hate for these things.
So great.
Oh my god, my hate for these things. Yeah, that's a 9.
Yeah, this one?
No.
I want to slice that one down while I'm going for the other one. Yes, that one.
Yeah.
All
right, here you go.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you don't even think about where your other sword is going. You just, you know this one's dead, so you're just like, nah.
Yeah.
That's hits.
15 on the die.
That hits.
That's another one
dead.
That's another one down.
That's another one down.
Our ranger is very angry today. He's been like, hit you, kill you, hit you, kill you.
So casual, just like that.
I don't know if you guys know, I hate kobolds. Just letting you know that right now.
In the torchlight.
Wait. Was that your? Is this you?
Yes.
What was your move?
My move went from there to here.
How many spots was that?
That was
four.
5, 10, 15.
Move the fuck out of there.
Yeah,
but
get out of the way.
You'll incur an attack of opportunity if I move out.
Not if you move backwards.
Even
if you move backwards?
Anytime you leave a threat range.
And besides, my character would not want to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
He's ready to fight.
I'm going to hit the one
to fight.
In front of Kolsch.
Do it.
And then I'm going to go for Eldritch Blast.
Yeah.
Eldritch Blast doesn't need to move. He doesn't need to
move. I know.
I don't need to move at all.
You move it after.
Wait, were we trying
I thought he wanted to, like.
We're still trying to leave one alone.
No, we're trying to.
19 on the die.
Much more delicious.
Plus, I have an Agonizing Bolt. I would have hit it anyway.
Oh, wait. Well, that's your damage.
That's for my damage. Yes. So, which is 1d10, luckily enough.
Yes. Your charisma is 2?
My charisma is 2.
Okay, so, yeah.
Correct.
So, no, he's taking 1 point of damage, so the minimum will kill him. So you, You fire.
Or I wanted to roll regardless.
I wanted to roll just to know.
So 6 damage.
You kill him.
Yes, I do.
So
now I get +3
temporary
hit points.
Remember.
Ooh.
Plus 4.
Oh.
We're level 2.
That's right.
Plus 2 is 4.
So +4 right now.
Drink it in.
Give me your strength.
And you do hear your patrons like,
No, patron is the thing.
My patron has a little more flair.
Yeah. All right, so that one lone kobold is right in front of me.
The one lone kobold.
Clearly,
you have murdered two of them. So you are the bigger threat, so he tries to stab you.
Well, I've murdered four of them, to be quite honest.
It's funny that he's the biggest threat, but he's the smallest person.
My silence and my drinking should tell
Someone rolled a one. Can you just say just for this time that it incurs an attack of opportunity for this?
You see, he just throws caution to the wind. He just steals himself. You see him kind of like giving himself an inner monologue. And he just throws the dagger forward. And without even missing a beat, you just like bat it away and it goes flying. And he's just like, hey, okay. Stop.
So, I'm next.
Yeah, so coach.
A free action.
Like, he points at one of the dead coaches. Yeah, that one has a stone that you want. That one.
I take a free action.
I understood that.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I want to know what you're about to do before I stop.
No, you don't know this yet. You're not allowed to. It's my action now.
Te jodite.
I don't speak Spanish.
Oh no! I want you to kill him.
I'm not gonna kill him.
No, I want you to kill him.
Anyway, so
you have one go already.
Yeah.
Free action. Black scale. Kovaldar. I have his name of the kobold that I saved his life. But in response to this,
the Haldrow. He looks at you and tilts his head.
The
Haldrow is the Archmage.
Well, I have the name for the skill of the.
It's Carlos Balaz.
No, that's something else.
That's a good thing.
That's not the dude's name. Carlos Balaz?
No, I have written down here. Karis Balaz.
Karis Balaz, yeah.
Karis,
yeah, there it is. Look.
He just.
You heard it somewhere.
He looks at you.
No reaction, nothing?
Like, he looks at you, he kind of like. He's like, why are you speaking gibberish?
The kobold does?
And yeah,
he does not understand common tongue.
Like, he looks at his knife and then he looks back up at you and he's like,
but when I show him the back scale, he doesn't respond to anything?
He doesn't respond.
I think we should try and collect the kobold scales.
A new trophy.
Yeah, kobold scales.
That's collecting.
No response to the name at all?
No
nothing like that?
Set this fucker free. Get his scale.
But it was set his soul free by jamming a knife into his fucking neck.
Yeah, and then we'll scale
Warhammer. Here in a second.
He's about to meet.
Damn it! So he can't. Right, I can't have a conversation. I can't say out on his turn what this dude just said. Well, actually, it doesn't matter. I want him to kill him.
No, yeah,
matter.
You fucking.
Yeah, exactly. You remember the last time you
translated. What is the kobold's actions when I show him the scale of another kobold?
He just is looking at his knife. He's like, you see him calculating. He's like, can I get the knife and stab him?
No.
And he shrugs. He's like. Will this keep me alive?
It's a very dumb question.
In fact, I'm actually kind of relishing in the fact that I know it's your turn.
Your favor's already called in for. I saved your friend outside.
No, so, you did not call. I did not ask for the favor.
No, you didn't, but you didn't have to ask to because I knew you knew him. Your impression on this individual by me giving you my blessing called in my favor.
What?
Exactly. Even Damien, the most irrational out of the group, is like, what?
At that time of the game, he was too busy fucking hockey jocking a fucking.
You never said pit. That. You, I owe you.
I never debt. Said it. I said I owe you a debt. Are you
right?
Afraid?
I owe you a debt, but you did not say that. This is that you're.
I never had. I did not tell you what debt was owed or was paid. I'm a dwarf. I saved your friend's life.
I didn't think you were... No, first off, that guy wasn't my friend.
That's Neville Crop.
We have Neville.
That's Neville Crop Top.
Oh, you're talking about Crop Top? That's what it was?
Neville Crop Top.
That was your boy. Oh, you're talking about Crop Top.
Crop Top.
You gotta say Neville.
You see? The dwarfs in this game always pay their debts.
You gotta say
Neville Crop Top.
Anyway, Warhammer on this asshole.
Do it.
7 plus 3 is 10.
No.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
But it is
Damien's
turn.
So Damien's turn. All right.
You saw that the kobold did try to become.
Why
friends.
Did you walk like that? You could just move up one and then do it. You're gonna.
No, he wanted to intimidate.
I want to I want to be big.
Yes, I want to be big.
Well, incursion attack. Well, he can't attack
when
he's unarmed.
When you leave a threat range,
well, you leave a threat range. Yeah,
not when you go.
That's the difference between fourth
above
edition
him.
And fifth
edition. How tall is he? Would you say
the kobold would be like two foot 1 inch?
He's perfect. About my height.
I'm just looking right down at him.
Yeah, like he sees you step forward, he's just like,
I have my long sword. I've heard kobold tastes great.
He didn't understand anything
you
said.
I know he didn't.
He's like he's babbling.
I'm going to go to you, and I want you to ask what type of dressing he wants to be served with.
Nice.
Okay.
Can I make a bonus action to block his attack? I don't want him to kill the kobold. I want more information, because information is key.
That's a 10.
Not to beat that roll.
Plus
that's going to work.
Okay, it's
make
a 14.
Make an attack
14.
Roll that beats his attack roll.
That's a 7.
That's misses.
So you try to bring your Warhammer out.
Wait. 14, and I just go right through his skull, make a shish kebab.
Oh, just shrink. Fucking the kobold's like, he looks up, he's like, you save? in broken common. He does the best to plead. Where it's like
save
you save kobold? And he's just like, shink. There's your answer, buddy.
I gave you a chance.
But amongst the kobold bodies, you find 12 gold pieces.
I immediately go and grab the stone since I know where he was pointing at.
Yep, and you find yourselves with the fire rune.
The fire rune?
The fire rune.
Okay, hey guys!
Yeah!
I don't know if you can see me, but I went over here.
Hey, you guys!
Is the 12 gold pieces divided equally, or do any of us get
who's gonna,
more?
Is anybody in the
meeting? I've been keeping track of it.
Okay, so 12 gold pieces and 10 silver pieces.
Is anybody be a coin keeper? Who's doing coin keeper?
I have a charm from
and
four.
There's 10 daggers there if you want them.
I'm sorry.
Who wants to throw daggers?
I do.
Yup, does.
Just a bunch of daggers.
Okay, so you said 12
gold
pieces.
I mean, you
would
be the best one to have them because they use your dexterity.
Yeah. 12 gold pieces and how many? What?
12 gold pieces, 10 silver pieces, the 10 daggers, and the fire rune.
Which you got?
If you go around to the doorway across from your entrance, or to the small doorway, you see that the fire rune reacts to the small doorway.
So it's a doorway.
This one over here.
So it activates the doorway to the top at the top of the stairs.
So Sailor Jerry's coming with me while we go up there.
Yeah. And we will pick this up.
So, we decide to get the fire ruin up to the door, and we place it, and then